Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Drawing Inferences. You will hear 10 sentences. Listen carefully and choose one of the four choices which can be inferred from the sentence you hear.
1. Can you tell me where Tom has gone?
2. The students haven't eaten lunch yet.
3. Mrs. Green used to go on a diet.
4. Mr. Porter makes every student speak English in class.
5. Could you show me the way to the Grand Theater?
6. The test questions were easy for everyone except me.
7. Too bad you've missed the first part of the lecture.
8. I'm surprised that Tom won the prize.
9. It feels like 10 degrees below zero with the cold wind.
10. My father hasn't been in good health lately.
Part B, Macro Listening. Dialogue. What about a snake?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Mother.
I want to buy David a pet for his birthday.
Yes, I know.
What shall I give him?
Why don't you buy him a dog? He likes dogs because they are friendly.
But he's already got a dog.
Yes, that's true. What about buying a cat? Cats eat mice.
But he's got a pet mouse. And he can't take a cat for a walk, can he? Anyway, I want to buy him something unusual.
You could buy him a rabbit.
A rabbit? What can he do with a rabbit?
Well, rabbits are very pretty. He can feed it and play with it. He can build a house for it. He likes building things.
I don't think that's a very good idea. Rabbits aren't interesting. What about a snake?
A snake?
Lots of people have snakes. They are very clean and easy to look after. And they're very unusual pets. David likes snakes.
I don't. No, don't buy a snake. I don't want to open my bedroom door and find a snake.
What do you suggest, then?
Why don't you buy a bird? They've got some parrots at the market. They're very pretty, and they can talk, too. Parrots are unusual.
I don't like birds. They fly everywhere, and they make a lot of noise and a lot of mess.
Oh, I really don't know what else I can suggest.
I want to buy something unusual.
Question number 1. Why was Jean's mother going to buy a pet?
Question number 2. Jean's mother said she wanted to buy something unusual. What did she mean?
Question number 3. Jean said, "I don't want to open my bedroom door and find a snake." What did that mean?
Question number 4. What pet did Jean's mother decide to buy at the end?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down the comments that Jean and her mother made on the animals they mentioned.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Mother.
I want to buy David a pet for his birthday.
Yes, I know.
What shall I give him?
Why don't you buy him a dog? He likes dogs because they are friendly.
But he's already got a dog.
Yes, that's true. buying a cat. Cats eat mice.
But he's got a pet mouse. And he can't take a cat for a walk, can he? Anyway, I want to buy him something unusual.
You could buy him a rabbit.
A rabbit? What can he do with a rabbit?
Well, rabbits are very pretty. He can feed it and play with it. He can build a house for it. He likes building things.
I don't think that's a very good idea. Rabbits aren't interesting. What about a snake?
A snake?
Lots of people have snakes. They are very clean and easy to look after. And they're very unusual pets. David likes snakes.
I don't. No, don't buy a snake. I don't want to open my bedroom door and find a snake.
What do you suggest, then?
Why don't you buy a bird? They've got some parrots at the market. They're very pretty, and they can talk, too. Parrots are unusual.
I don't like birds. They fly everywhere, and they make a lot of noise and a lot of mess.
Oh, I really don't know what else I can suggest.
I want to buy something unusual.
Passage. Ramon was proud of Blackie.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Ramon was very proud of his dog Blackie. Whenever he got a chance, he would ask his dog to amuse his friends with some tricks. One day, Ramon went to visit his friend Frank, who was sick at home with a bad cold. "How are you feeling?" asked Ramon. "Worse than yesterday," replied Frank. "I have a terrible cough, and there's not a drop of medicine in the house." "Cheer up, Frank. I'll send Blackie to the local drugstore for some cough syrup. He'll be back in a minute, before you know it." Ramon put a $5 bill in Blackie's mouth, and the dog ran down the street. "And keep the change," Ramon shouted after him. "Oh, Ramon, don't be silly. You know that dog won't be back with any medicine." "Oh, yes, he will," replied Ramon. Half an hour later, however, Blackie had not returned. Ramon was feeling embarrassed and felt angry at his friend's little smile. "Something has happened to him, I'm sure," said Ramon. "He obeys me as a rule." Just then, Frank saw Blackie at a distance. He hurried to open the door and let him in. Frank was shocked to see a bottle of medicine in the dog's mouth. "Good boy," said Ramon, "but what took you so long?" Blackie ran over to the window, barking and wagging his tail. Ramon glanced out and saw a bone outside.
Question number 1. What was Frank's trouble?
Question number 2. What did Ramon do for Frank?
Question number 3. How did Ramon feel when Blackie was late?
Question number 4. Why did Blackie bark at the bone outside the window?
Question number 5. What did the story mainly imply?
Exercise 2. Listen to the story again and write down your answer to each of the following questions.
Ramon was very proud of his dog Blackie. Whenever he got a chance, he would ask his dog to amuse his friends with some tricks. One day, Ramon went to visit his friend Frank, who was sick at home with a bad cold. "How are you feeling?" asked Ramon. "Worse than yesterday," replied Frank. "I have a terrible cough, and there's not a drop of medicine in the house." "Cheer up, Frank. I'll send Blackie to the local drugstore for some cough syrup. He'll be back in a minute, before you know it." Ramon put a $5 bill in Blackie's mouth, and the dog ran down the street. "And keep the change," Ramon shouted after him. "Oh, Ramon, don't be silly. You know that dog won't be back with any medicine." "Oh, yes, he will," replied Ramon. Half an hour later, however, Blackie had not returned. Ramon was feeling embarrassed and felt angry at his friend's little smile. "Something has happened to him, I'm sure," said Ramon. "He obeys me as a rule." Just then, Frank saw Blackie at a distance. He hurried to open the door and let him in. Frank was shocked to see a bottle of medicine in the dog's mouth. "Good boy," said Ramon, "but what took you so long?" Blackie ran over to the window, barking and wagging his tail. Ramon glanced out and saw a bone outside.
Lesson 9.